Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Back in the booth. What are we doing here? No idea. Nothing positive. Look at me. I look like shit. I look like absolute shit. I'm not sleeping so well. It seems to be a weekly problem here, Hack. What's going on there? It seems to be a weekly problem. What's going on there? Well, as you'll find out very shortly, your boy's heading down south. We heading to the south, boy. Heading to Texas, boy. Be sure to follow me on Instagram to see what the hell I'm up to. Or if you live in Texas around said Austin area, be sure to check out your boy's Instagram at UncleHack69. And cool things will be happening. You know what I'm saying? So I've been excited. I've been finally something to look forward to. I've known I've been going down there for quite some time now. And Sunday, I fuck off. It's going to be great. I'm very excited. So it's been like, I haven't felt this much excitement in like 3 years, if I'm being honest. 3 years, and I'm just like, oh God, I feel like a kid again. Is this what it's like to relive some bits of my childhood, you know? But yeah, that's going on with me. I don't know what's going on with you. Don't care. But what I do know, lads, is we're gonna tighten up for this one. What I do know, lads, is it needs to stop. Well, what needs to stop, Uncle Hack? Well, if you'd shut the fuck up, I'd tell you, okay? This needs to stop. You, my friend, the listener. You hard-working fella. You wake up in the morning, don't you? Here we go. You saddled up? What are you doing right now? What are you doing? You getting ready to leave to go home? Yeah? You about to hop on TikTok? See all the losers on there? A.K.A. me? Huh? You ready to... You gonna throw on, you gonna watch feminists tell you how shitty you are for having a penis? Is that what you're gonna do? No, you're not. Not anymore. Not on my watch, okay? Not on my watch. You, my friend, this is a motivational tape, okay? This one's the motivational tape. You're on side A, track one. This is how we're gonna start our days. This is how we're gonna end our days, okay? When you go scrolling through TikTok. Through TikTok and some weaker gender, some made-up gender, is trying to take shots at you. Yeah? They're trying to take shots at you as a man. As a man. How dare them? We're number one. We're the Chicago Bulls of 1998, you know? We're the Oilers of 89. The Edmonton Oilers of 89. Wayne Gretzky. Yari Curry. Cement hands, Grant Fear, dream team, dream lineup. We're Team Canada in the Winter Olympics every fucking year. Gold medals, Crosby, Mario Lemieux. We're the big dogs. We are the best gender. And know what the weak ones do now? Know what the weak ones in this gender do when it comes to sporting events? You want to know what they do? Nothing. That's right. No, they actually changed to transgender and go take over women's sports because that's how fucking good we are as dudes, okay? When you wake up in the morning, you take a good look at your dick. Take a good look at your dick, no matter how big, no matter how small. Take a fucking look at it. Take a look at that thing. Good looking piece right there, isn't it? Don't matter. Guess what? It's yours. It's yours. And know what that signifies? Know what that tells me? You got a little fucking inchworm hanging between the thighs? Part of the number one gender on the planet. We are the best. We are the best. We're so fucking good at everything. Everything. cooking. Oh, weird. Who's the first chef? Is it Chef Ramsay? Are we talking Chef Ramsay? He's one of the best chefs in the world. I don't know any other chefs. But I'll tell you one thing. Certainly don't think of a woman. That's for sure. Best in the fucking world. Okay? Makeup tutorials. Oh, weird. Weird. It's a bunch of dudes. Bunch of dudes that are better at fucking makeup tutorials. I'm watching girls watch gay dudes. A.K.A. What the fuck? No. I fucked that up. My bad. I ruined the bit. But what I'm trying to get at here is women are watching dudes do makeup. Okay? Makeup tutorials. Still a guy at the end of the day. Still a guy. Still has a dick. Okay? Part of our fucking squad. We're better at everything. We're so fucking good. Look at that. City boys up. New Zealand just gave the nod to let one of us, that's right, wink, wink, go compete in women's fucking weightlifting. Goodbye, medals for women, all right? I don't know why we're getting mad, fellas. We're that good. We're so good at everything, we're even good at female sports. Isn't that something? We wake up in the morning and we are excellent at everything. It is a privilege. It is a privilege to carry the child of such of a champion gender, you know? There's a reason why we are given the gifts that we're given as gentlemen. Okay? You wake up in the morning, don't you ever go on TikTok and let some stupid fucking buzz cut looking, you know, like some cabbage patch doll that's been through the ringer, fought a lawnmower, for fuck's sakes, got bolts and washers falling out of their goddamn eyelids and orifices. You know, don't ever let these fucking lowlifes, what are we doing here? Are we scraping the bottom of the barrel? Is that what we're doing? Is that who you're throwing against us as men? You're throwing together some fucking never made it punk band looking bitch. That's who you want to battle me? Top gender in the world? That's your front line? Oh, in for a bad day. Bad day. Because the big dogs are in town. You want to know what misogyny built? Roads. Buildings. You know, we fought fucking wars. We are number one. That's why we sit top of the charts all day, every day, okay? That's why we are where we are, gentlemen. That's why we're taking over female sports. We got the nod now. We got the fucking nod. It's over for you, ladies. It's over. You tried. We tried. We gave you voting rights, and look what you did. Fuck, what is it? 50 fucking years? 50 fucking years you guys have been voting for, and look how much shit you fucked up. That's a very little time. Dudes running shit for the past, what? Go back to the 1800s. Things didn't seem so shit, you know, didn't seem so bad. Now all of a sudden, you guys wanted to get a little progressive. And now here you are. Last fucking place. Again. We gave you some shit. We gave you some shit. Some voting rights. A little bit of, hey, come on in the workspace. Come on in the workspace. What do? You fucked it up. You fucked it up. How? Slipped right through your fingertips. You know, here we are. You're back to square one. You're in a game of snakes and ladders, and all you hit is fucking snakes. Whoop, back to the starting spot. Sorry for being the best. What do you want me to apologize for? Being number one? I will all day. Gold medals. That's right. We win. Top gender in the world. You can make up as many as you want. We're still number one, numero uno. I wake up in the morning, I'm the fucking king. There shouldn't be a depressed guy on this fucking planet. You know what? You got a dick between your legs. You got a dick. You got a cock. Don't even matter the size. Doesn't even matter the size. Some girl, oh, it must be small. Yeah. Kind of like your bank account because you're making 30 cents less than me, bitch. Yeah. Oh, that one stung, didn't it? Huh? Take it easy over there. I hate to strip you of your voting rights. Two can play this game. You want to know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking ruin all those years, all that bricklaying that you guys did. This new wave feminism, I'm going to fucking ruin it. You want to know why? Because today, big boy over here, that's right. I'm going undercover as a female and I'm heading to the Olympics and I'm getting the boys another gold medal. That's what's happening. What am I going to do? What can't I do? I'm a low-level athlete when it comes to men, okay? I'm in the bottom tier. You throw me in the female category, oh, all of a sudden, I'm top 25. I'm getting me a medal. A little bit of training, I'm getting me a medal. We gonna lift some shit. We gonna box some bitches. It don't matter. Hell, maybe I'll just sign up for every event and go in and have a sweep. Look at how many medals Canada got this year. Yeah, because the big dogs in town. Fuck around, find out, eh? Number one gender. Boys. It must be small. You know your worth, fellas. Wake up in the morning. Don't you ever. Look, are you watching this on YouTube? You look me in the fucking eye, okay? If you're listening in the truck, in the work truck with the boys right now, turn it up a little bit, okay? Because we need everybody to hear it, okay? We need everybody to tune into this. We don't need you, okay, listening to other women. You don't need to listen to a fucking woman on how to be a man. Look at us. We're number one. Why the fuck? You're in the top of the podium. What the fuck are you looking down, taking advice from somebody in second, possibly third place at this point? Jesus Christ, they're low. They keep falling in the rankings. We've been number one forever. Why in God's green earth would you look down on the podium and get advice on how to be the best? You are already number one. You are the number one gender. What do you think? You know, you want to know what? I just remind them, be like, yeah, still number one. Are you forgetting that I could fucking throw you like a lawn dart through the fucking picture window in this goddamn living room? You forgetting that part? You forgetting the part that we invented pretty much everything? You know, you got like a few inventions underneath. Oh, well, the woman thought of this and they stole this in science. Oh, wow. One thing. Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. Great. That's awesome. Oh, good work. You're holding us back. You're holding yourselves back. Okay. Bye. Look what you did. Look what you allowed. Look where it got you. Now the Olympics is being taken over by dudes, because we can pretend to be women and be better at fucking female sports than you can. Simple as that. You lose again. So now you fell down on the gender spectrum, still number one over here, better at everything, sports, fucking building shit, all that stuff. We're still number one. Dudes, best gender. So now you fell to third place because now you're allowing dudes to be chicks and compete in the same shit. So now you're in third place. So now, think about that. Would you listen to a bronze medal fucking winner if you have a gold medal? Hey, maybe next year you should probably, this is what you should do. No, you wouldn't. Give that dick a tug. Remind yourself, fellas, you shouldn't be depressed. Who gives a fuck? She didn't open my Snapchat today. Oh, I can't get a date. Who gives a fuck? Skull fuck your sister. Okay? You got a dick. You got testosterone going through your goddamn body. Don't you ever, ever, ever let somebody lower than you on the podium tell you how to run shit. You understand me? Are you picking motivation? Motivation. Boys. Number fucking one. You can't fuck with us. We're the heavyweight champ, man. We're the heavyweight champ. Never been able to take it from us. It's like, yeah, you think Hogan gave a shit about the fucking rookie in the back? Not a chance. He's too busy selling out fucking stadiums. WrestleMania. You were there. You seen it. You think he's sitting there being like, oh, I wonder what fucking some no-name wrestler out of Tennessee fucking blah, blah, blah. No, not a chance. Not a chance. He's got a show to put on. Being number fucking one, the heavyweight champ. That's you. That's you, big dog. Don't you come home and... Oh, yeah, I see you didn't take out the garbage today. I didn't see this. Oh, really? Oh, really? What's the matter? Second place. Remember that. Second place. Daddy's home. You take out the fucking garbage. Or I guess I might just have to kick you to the curb. Time for a little ad read. That's right. If you head to DangerCatShop.com right now and use the code PODCAST69, you will get 15% off your order. How beautiful is that? How lovely is that? Yeah, you're liking my t-shirt, hey? Killing Beers, Iron Maiden. Isn't that something? Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? PODCAST69, 15% off your order today. You want an extra episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast? Click down below. Patreon.com/DangerCats69. Extra episode every fucking week. Two episodes you'll get on that bad boy. You get the early episode. So this episode that you're listening to right now will be released on Tuesday at 3 p.m. And then on Thursdays at 3 p.m., there is an extra episode waiting for you. Two episodes every week on the Patreon. Isn't that something? Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Yeah. It's kind of nice. Back to the episode. I might have to just kick you outside. Maybe you can sleep in the playpen outside, honey. How's that? Does that sound good? Third place. Remember, third place. Number one over here. Gold medal. Kiss the rings, bitch. Kiss the fucking rings. We bring cups home. Trophies. Medals. All gold. Number one, gender. Come home and give me a list of shit to do. What'd you do all day? Watch the Wiggles, take care of my spawn, make sure that my seed carries on into the future. Make sure that we can have more stronger, better fit men on this planet, okay? You feeling me, boys? That's right, that's motivation. So next time you have a woman trying to tell you how to be a man, you just kindly tell her to, hey, shut your fucking mouth. Okay? It's lonely up here at the top, looking around, I'm trying to see where your gold medals are. I'm trying to see what you're the best at. You're the best at giving birth to guys like me. All right? Number one. Without you, ladies, we do appreciate you. I'm not shitting on you. Okay? You breed generational athletes, scholars, number one, all right? Without you, there is no me. So there is your trade-off, okay? Just fall in line. Let the numero unos take care of shit, get shit done. We tried. We gave it an honest effort. We lent a hand out, being like, fuck it, here you go, have a little go at her. Fuck yeah. Have your own fucking Olympics. We're going to let them in the Olympics now. Okay. All right. What's next? We're going to let the handicap. Oh, we are letting the handicap in here. Okay. Fuck. Before or after us? Before. Okay. All right. Or during the same? No. We ain't that big of a shit show. Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with this guy? The fuck else? We're going to have it with Cirque du Soleil here? Fuck me. My God, what are you thinking? Oh, we'll have the Special Olympics after. When everything's built, and we'll come in, we'll do our big show, big fucking... Then we'll let, you know, we'll let them have a little go at her, all right? Fuck, all right, hey. And you can't say that. Well, I did. That's what I'm telling you, boys. I'm telling you, don't get down on yourself, okay? Don't get down on yourself. Hate to see men down on themselves. The world's starting to open up again. Guess what? You can go out and be a fucking man again. Cheat. Go. When she's giving you a fucking earful, go fuck her friend. Remind her. Second place, all right? Big dog in town. I'm the lion. I'm the king. It's my place. You're forgetting that I make 30 cents more than you when I go to work, so I got to pay more bills. You understand that? So while you're sitting around here slapping your lips, you know, trying to make yourself feel good for a little bit, running a fucking silicone dildo up and down your labia, daddy's out there grinding to get a buck, all right? Laundry better be folded. That's all I'm saying. Number one. Number one, boys. Uno, uno, uno. It's tough. It's tough being the men that we are. But we get through it. We get through it. We do have a great question today lined up for you. I hope that motivated you and made you feel great about yourself. You know, it is phenomenal waking up in the morning and having a dick. I will say that. It is the best feeling on the planet. Oh, yeah. You know, look at the marketing. Here's the difference. You want to know the difference between men and women, all right, and how we're better? You know, like, you know how Rolls Royce doesn't need any advertising, and everybody knows, like, yeah, that's a Rolls Royce. That's an expensive car, man. That's a fucking nice car. Costs a lot of money. Yeah, that's us, okay? We don't need to know we're the best. We don't need marketing. We don't need to sell ourselves. We already know we're number one. Everything we do, everything we touch turns into fucking gold. We fucking think, we make up shit. Look at wrestling. We made that shit up. Dudes made that shit up. Women loved it. Men loved it. Children loved it. We're fucking great. Fucking great. You want to see some big ass dudes throw each other through a fucking table? Right on. Boys, boys, boys. Notice how it, you know, where was it going? Oh, yeah, the Rolls Royce. Yeah, man, see, dudes, we're like a Rolls Royce. You don't need no marketing. We don't need commercials on TV with Matthew McConaughey being like, I was driving one way before they even paid me to drive one. We don't need that shit. We don't need that shit. We're Rolls Royce, number one. Number one on the podium. Gold all day. No marketing strategy. Everybody fucking knows it. Everybody's trying to chop away at our market cap, at our market space. You know, they want a little sliver of the pie of being number one, but it just doesn't work that way because we will forever be the greatest gender on the fucking planet. Right? Right. Now, look what's going on with the other 850. You know, we're talking about Kia. We're talking about Ford, Chevy, fucking Jeep. All of them got to market to you and try and convince you that their shit's better. You picking up what I'm putting down? You're picking up what I'm putting down. So the fucking pansexual over here, whatever gender you are today. Oh, yeah, the fucking fluids are over there. The Kia Souls. You know, you never look at a Kia Soul and be like, I want to be that. You know, you don't look at that. You're looking at the Rolls Royce and you're like, I one day want to work hard to be that, which makes sense to me. Which makes sense. You don't want to market. You don't want to, oh, buy my car. You know, you got that going on. You got that going on right now. Everybody's trying to market and tell everybody that we're the best. The gays are over here doing like, hey, look at us. Pride, pride, pride. Straight men are bad. The Rolls Royce isn't a good car. Nice try. Still winning. Oh, weird. 15 people showed up to the finals of the women's hockey final championship. Oh, what's that? You can't get no funding for a little women's hockey? You can't get a little fucking funding for the women's hockey? Oh, what's that? Sold out stadiums to watch the boys play in the Stanley Cup final? Weird. Weird. No marketing needed. Just need people to come on down. Come on down. We got a little show for you. You picking up what I'm putting down, gents? You understand? No marketing needed to convince that we are number one. Rolls Royce. We're Bentley. You don't see an ad campaign for a fucking Bentley. You sure see it to fucking Jeep, you know? I see a lot of Jeep ads out there. Look at how great women are. Women are great. Okay. Oh, they're running another commercial down there, on fucking Central Street. Look at them marching around trying to convince everybody that they're equal. Oh, fuck. This one I'm going to hear some funny feedback on. When was it? It was a couple weeks ago. I heard one of the old lady's friends was like, "How are you with him? How are you with him?" She's like, "What do you mean?" "Well, have you heard the way he talks about women?" Because I'm going to go with, you know, I've looked at the demographic. It's 95% men that listen to this, you know, and 95% of you actually no, there's been, I've gotten a few messages of some of you fucking retards can't understand that I'm dicking around. I'm joking. This is all fugazi. It's all for fun. Or is it? Or is it? See, some of you don't understand like my sarcasm, which makes this even better because you buy into it. You think, I want you to keep believing that everything that comes out of my mouth is true and everything that I put on the internet is my firm, cold, hard beliefs, okay? And that I care about how I'm perceived in the public. I really do honestly care about my public perception of all the beings that dawdle around and think that they know what they're doing with their life. I need you to mail that home. I need you to think like everything that I'm doing is 100% my thoughts and feelings on how this planet should operate. That's what I need. I need you guys to really, really, really wrap your head around. This is an old meetup. This is some real shit. Okay. Especially about the thing about the dudes, because dudes are fucking, you know, there's an attack on us. There's an attack on masculinity, clearly. Do I think it's you know what? It's, you let it affect you how much you want, right? If you took your phone and all that shit, threw it away, you're still a man at the end of the day. Yes. This is kind of funny to me. Without that thing, without watching this or whatever you're listening to, or, you know, there's some sort of media. We're connected better than we ever have. We're more connected better than we've ever been, right? For fuck's sakes, we're able to know where we're going off a cell phone. We have maps in our goddamn fucking phone. But yet, we're constantly there's always something, you know, you do this, blah, 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 blah. There's always going to be somebody fucking barking and thinking that they know what's best for the world. When in reality, they're fucking retarded and nobody should listen to them. And somehow, because of an app like TikTok, these outrageous and outlandish things that they say, i.e. me, I do it just to get under people's skin, because I get a sick, twisted enjoyment of watching people go fucking bananas over the fact that a guy can go on there, say a bunch of shit, and like people go fucking ballistic. They don't like the fact that you think a certain way, and they will do anything in their power. But I put it on the internet, I put my phone down, and I continue with my day. Meanwhile, these people are like fucking... Like, I see some women on there that comment like 98 fucking times in the same comment thread. And they'll do it through two or three of these fucking videos. Do I read it? Absolutely not, because I do not care. 0% of me. And that's where you, the boys, this is the serious part. You, the boys, don't let that shit affect you. Don't let that shit affect you. Some stupid feminist up the street is fucking barking about the patriarchy. So what? Take a big shit on her doorstep. Take a big old shit on her doorstep in the middle of the night when you're hammered. Call it a prank, if you will. Who gives a fuck? Don't let these maniacs try and poison your happiness. They're fucking dipshits. They're fucking dipshits screaming and barking in the moon. I was watching this one video. There was like 17 naked feminists in front of City Hall just screaming at the top of their lungs. These fucking maniacs. You know, we are too populated. We are. There's way too many ideas floating around. And I truly do believe that we have it very easy in North America and we're going to destroy ourselves. Because nobody can wrap their head around, like, it's a vast majority of us can walk to school without a bullet whizzing by our fucking ears. A good chunk. There are places, and we're always going to have fucking places like that. You're never going to get rid of it unless you control the guns. There's military in the streets. There's, like, look at Chicago, for fuck's sake.
I can't believe you'd bring up a place like Chicago.
I'm not saying it's a black or white thing. There's white neighborhoods that are equally as bad. You ever went to a fucking trailer park? You might get beat up for saying some dumb shit. So way it goes. Some people have an old school way of living. And nobody can just wrap their fucking head around it. You know? Like, my God. What do we got to do? What do we got to do? You know? I got a fucking great question today. One guy's playing the system a little bit here. I like breaking down the fan questions. I like that this is kind of forming itself into a show. One day I'll have like a real studio in here. I'll paint the wall or figure out lighting or whatever. I'll get some help with this. It's just kind of getting through the pandemic right now. But this podcast has definitely grown. I'm tired today, so I'm sorry if there's like these awkward pauses in my sentences. I've been super excited. I cannot sleep. I am so excited to fucking... I haven't felt like this since I was a boy. You know, waking the Christmas morning. You remember that joy? You'd wake up in Christmas morning and you're just like, oh my God, I'm doing something. You know, or like you have that trip planned and it's that last week of work. Every guy has that. You've been on vacation or you're going camping or you're heading to Mexico for a week. You're getting the fuck out of here. That last week of work. Even though I'm my own business owner, right? You still, every guy's the same. You just like look at everything. You're like, fuck it. Why the fuck do I care? I don't give a shit. I'm going to have some fucking fun. I'm fucking off for 10 days to Austin, Texas, and I'm going to have a blast. I'm linking up with some buddies, going to catch some comedy shows, hanging around some people. This will be the first time I'll be in America for 4th of July, and I can say that I'm excited. Canada Day is fucking gay compared to 4th of July, you know? Canada Day is fucking, doesn't even hold a goddamn, we're up here, we're like, hey, why don't we have a food truck at the park, and we'll have about 10 minutes worth of fireworks. Down there, down in America, dudes are in like sweatpants with stars and bars. They're drunk at 8 a.m., shooting 9mm rounds at fucking gas stations so they can explode. And they're like, yeah, fucking fireworks. M16s out. Freedom. It's awesome. They are awesome. You know, they get pissed if the neighbor outdoes them with their fireworks show. Like, there is fireworks all day long. All day long. There's neighborhoods that put on better fucking fireworks shows in America than a goddamn city like Edmonton, okay? There is some small town in Indiana that has a better fireworks show and a bigger budget because they just allow the fucking whole town to go buy out the fireworks store and they'll shoot them off in the fucking air for 12 hours straight, not giving a single shit. Here?
Ooh. Oh, the city's going to put about 10 rounds on a firework. Oh, we're going to have some churros in the park. Yeah, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? We'll have an elephant ear truck. Maybe we'll put a little beer garden up. This is a good day, isn't it?
No, up here now we're like, cancel Canada Day. We can't figure out if we're coming or going up here. That's why Canada needs an airstrike, in my mind. Need a fucking airstrike here. Humble us. Remind us that we're all fucking idiots up here. But yeah, I'm excited to get a taste of 4th of July down in Edmonton. Or down in Austin, Texas, down in Edmonton. Let me get this fan question up. Where are we, pal? Yo. I just gotta, yeah, of course. Where are we at here? I just gotta find it. It's gonna be a little bit of fun. I think, bam. Oh, God. Why do I do this to myself? I am fucking sorry, my boys.
Okay, we're almost there. We're almost there. I think I found it. I think I found it. No, not yet. Oh, fuck. Yeah, if you shut it off. Oh, here we go. I've got it. Here we go. I'll keep his name off of it because I don't want to sewer any of the boys because, just in case, you know, not that the fucking chick will ever listen to this, that or chicks, all right, here, let's get into this. You know what? Fuck it. Let's just shoot the question. I've been single for a while now. I'm playing the field, but things are starting to get a bit more involved with a couple chicks. Hey, how about that? Playboy. Hello. Don't want to talk myself up, but both are rockets. One is an awesome hang, always down to crush brews and have a great time. The other one is not so cool of a hang, but the hookup is better. It's getting to the point where I got to choose one or the other. What's the move? Play it out until it blows up on me or choose a path? And if I choose one, which one do you think I should go with? I'd love to hear the answer on the pod. Keep crushing it, man. Thank you for that. Thank you for the question. Thank you for writing in. Those that want to send me shit, just DM me on Instagram. That's the easiest. I try and check the message requests as much as possible. I do come across them every now and then. You know, if it's stupid shit and be like, hey, man, I'm never going to answer that. You know, I'm never going to answer that. Why the fuck would I answer? Hey, man. Hey, how's it going? What are you? Come at me correctly here. But, okay, this is interesting, okay? I was kind of yapping with this about the old lady and over the weekend so that way I could come into this with a fresh take, a beautiful take. So here's what I think. I think you ride this out. Reason being why, don't pick either one of them. Who gives a shit? You're a guy. You know what? You're a young guy, freshly single. How this plays out, okay? How this plays out for you if you do choose either one. See, dudes' egos, you know, we're very possessive people. We're possessive beings. We like to have, okay? When you're the king, you want pussy. You want abundance of pussy. You want an abundance of... You know, it's good to feel like you're the man. And right now you feel like you're the man. You're on top. You're banging two bitches. You're feeling good. You're probably, I don't know what you do for work, but you're probably feeling good, you know? You're playing the system. Most guys, but it does get exhausting because you don't remember if you watch this movie with that chick. And it gets a little much, you know? It gets a little much. She wants to feel like a princess. She wants, both of them want to feel like princesses or get treated a certain way. This guy's the best. They're bragging about you, okay? They think that this is going to go somewhere further down the road, right? If you're already talking, oh, I got to pick one. No, 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 no. Pump your fucking brakes, pal. Because you want to know what happens when you pick one? It blows up in your face. You continue down this path, young man. Don't fuck anything up. If it blows up in your face, so what? Meh, yeah. This wasn't serious. I had some pussy on the side. And be honest with it. Don't be one of these cuck boys that when they get caught, they're like, trying to be a fuck boy and making up a bunch of shit. Well, you know, just be honest. Yeah, no. Yeah, I had one on the side. And own your shit. Own your shit. If you're going to be a fuck boy, at least own it. Don't be one of these losers that'll be like, yeah, you know what? That or you need to come out and be like, hey, look, I'm fucking two of you. So either both of you, this might work out in your favor. See, there's a hierarchy. And where you place yourself, right? Because if you act a little bit more like laid back, you're cool boy, and she's like pushing, you know, like dragging you along to things and all like that, she is now the one that kind of wears the pants in the relationship, right? Where if you wear the pants in both relationships, you kind of steer the ship. You're manning the ship. You're the captain. Someone's always the captain, and someone's always... Those seem to be the relationships at work. When you get two personalities that are kind of similar and they bump, you kind of get bumping heads. Very seldomly do you meet two people that are rational thinkers that link together. You know, how often do you see like the fucking power couple that gets along? There's always something, you know. If it's two people that are mellow, they get along. Very, very rarely. I'm generalizing. I understand that. But very rarely is there, like, do you have the perfect mix, right? You're always going to, there's no perfect person. Once we can wrap our heads around that, no one's fucking, one person is not going to satisfy all your needs on this planet. So I understand what you're doing here. You have a chick that you can go out and hang with. You can drink beer. She's probably a lot of fun going out with. And there's probably zero to little drama. But the trade-off is she's not as good in the sack. Right? She's not as good in the sack. So now you got backup McGee, who's probably fucking brain dead, annoying as shit. You can't talk to her. You can't joke with her because she's too stupid to fucking get your humor. Right? And every time you go out, there's a slight issue. You don't really like going. But she comes over and she fucks you like a goddamn minx. Rocks your world. It's the best lay that you've had in a long time. Enough that you're just like, you're horny thinking about it, you know? Here we go. Back to horny hack is on the air. But I know exactly what you're going through here, champ. Your brain, your sexual side of the brain, when it fires, you think of her because she's just doing weird shit, you know? We like it. We like it when a chick does some shit that we're not quite used to. It's throwing us off guard. We get a little fucking taken back. Fuck, sorry. I got distracted by a text. But what I'm saying is, like, that chick then, the fun one then is, she's kind of, you know, doesn't arch the back, you know, doesn't, if when you're hitting it from the back, she doesn't arch the back. It's like the fucking, you know, it has the C shape rather than the U. You're dealing with, it's just, I get where you're coming from here, my boy. So you've plugged both holes in the boat, but now you're coming to the point where shoreline's coming up. And at some point you got to pull a finger out of one of the holes and figure out how to land this boat. Right? I get it, but you know what? Know what I would do? I'd keep both fingers in both goddamn holes for right now until it blows up. And honestly, it depends what you're looking for, my boy. You want a good fuck? You want a good lay? I'd go with her and just be like, yeah, dude, I don't really want to hang out with you. I don't really want to get to know you. I'm just looking for a fuck buddy. I like going out. I don't know how old you are or what you're going through, but if you're a young man, right now is the perfect time to learn from your mistake. You need to go through this type of shit. I can't believe you're teaching a young guy to fucking play both girls. Yeah, well, guess what? You got to learn too. You know, I was a little bit of a fuckboy when I was younger, and I wouldn't be the person that I am today without that. Was I playing fucking a few girls at the time? Yes. Yes, I was. I'll gladly admit it. Was it the right thing to do? Fuck no. But I also learned the lesson. That's not how you treat people. And you need to learn that lesson. I'm sorry.
But that's what's wrong with the world.
No, it's not. No, it's not. World's not perfect, okay? World's not perfect. It never will be, and it never has been, and never will be. And what this young guy needs to learn is, and secondly, to follow that up, say, you pick one, right? And down the line, you get hit up by the other one because it was like, she's lonely. You were old faithful for a minute there. You know, you'd come by for a fuck. It's been 3-4 months. She's had a few drinks and she's horny. And she knows that if she hits you up, you could possibly come through and fuck her. And say you're out with the old lady. All of a sudden, oh, who's this? Who's this? Who's texting you? Like, yeah, it's an old crush. Oh, how do you know her? Now the lies start. Because, like, no guy's going to be like, yeah, I was fucking her while I was fucking you. No one wants to hear that. You're going to cause problems. You're lighting your own forest fire that you got to put out. So now, down the line, if these two find out about one another, no matter which road you go down, the other one finds out about the other one, right? Girl A finds out about girl B. Now you have a fucking forest fire that you set yourself because you had to pick between one or two. Instead, let it burn. Let it blow up in your face. Deal with it. You're a man. Yeah. And when the time comes, own it. Be like, yeah, I was fucking both of you. You had good pussy and you were a good time. Simple as that. You're boring as fuck. I'd be honest. You're boring as fuck. I don't know. You're great in the sack, but she was way more fun. I loved going dancing and singing. We went to karaoke the other night, and it was great. Had a great time. She's got great jokes. Makes me laugh. Feel good about myself. And then after that, I come over here. She rocks my world. She sucked my ass. I've never had my ass sucked. She did that. Jerked me off. You wouldn't do that. And she's like, oh, no. Fun girl's like, no, I wouldn't do that. You barely get her out of missionary over here. And this one, Jesus Christ, she's making up names for shit that she does. She's taught you things. She taught you things because she's just a good old-fashioned whore. And you need that. That's a good balance. You're getting the best of both worlds. Ride it out. Don't fuck it up. Getting good pussy over here and a good time over here. Young man, you have got a perfect thing going on. Should you fuck it up by allowing your moral compass to point you in one direction? No, absolutely not. Keep chugging north. Keep chugging north. Keep going, baby. Ride that sucker out. What the fuck? Who cares? It's going to blow up you. What, you think those are the last two vaginas on the planet? No, sir. What did we talk about earlier? You are the number one gender, okay? You're the number one gender. There's a target on your back at all times. You're the heavyweight champ. Everybody wants a shot at the title. You're the king of the jungle, okay?
King of the castle, king of the castle.
Now act like it. Get out there. Get after it. Put on the work boots. Play both sides for a bit. You're playing for two different teams and two different leagues, but it's okay. That can happen. Bo Jackson played two different sports. Why can't you? You can play two different fields. You know, Bo Jackson's out there, professional baseball player, professional football player. You're a professional good pussy guy and professional good time guy. You see where I'm going with this? Nothing wrong with that. Play both sides. Run it till it fucking blows up in your face and, you know what, wash your hands clean and be like, next. You know? The days are gone of traditional marriage and all that. Now, you know, the church. Nobody goes to fucking church no more. It's not like back in the day. No, we just want our dick licked and have a good time. And you, sir, are doing both of that. So what I think you should do, continue down the path that you're going down. Listen, life is short. Have a good time while you're doing it, while you're living it, while you're out there having a wonderful goddamn time. And you're going to go out there and fuck that up? No, buddy. Fucking, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? You're not. That's the problem. Your old man would look at you and be like, Jesus Christ, boy, what the fuck are you doing? You're about to ruin something great that you got going on. You're balancing this? It's going to blow up in your face one day. It can't go on forever. It can't go on forever, but for right now, it is what it is. I got to get this gum out of my mouth. Fuck am I sleepy. I am so fucking ready for bed. Ugh. God, I look like shit, don't I? I'm probably getting yapped in the comment section. You look like the Crypt Keeper. Holy Christ, you hung over? No. I know what I look like, gentlemen. But that's not what we're talking about. This young man's going through a fucking problem right now, and we need to discuss it. So quit getting me off track, all right? Ugh. Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I feel. You, my friend, have a unique situation that most guys, you know, ask. Here's what I want you to do. One of your buddies has been in a committed relationship for over 3 years. I want you to ask him how he is, how he feels, what he thinks. And it doesn't matter how old he is. He might be a guy at work. It might be. There you go. I imagine a guy that's in a situation like this, you work in a blue-collar industry. Find one of the married guys, ask him your problem. Be like, listen, man, Here's my issue. I got two bitches at the same time. I got a good one over here, a good fun time one over here, good pussy one over here. What do I do, man? Which one do I pick? That guy's going to look at you. He's going to shake his head and be like, you fucking idiot. He's going to tell you exactly what I'm telling you. You fucking idiot. Don't pick one. What the fuck are you doing? You get the best of both worlds right now. You want to know what I have? Married guy's going to look at you and say, you want to know what I have? I'm going to work my ass off today, and then I'm going to come home, and I got some fucking bitch that's going to remind me about everything that I didn't do yesterday when I got off this goddamn job site. It is 20 fucking 7 degrees Celsius out here. I'm on a roof shingling. I am fucking sweating and working my ass off, but yet that bitch thinks that I need to come home and do more chores, okay? More chores. And right now, you are asking me, oh, what do I want to do? Do I want to go out bowling with this one and have a laugh and a good time and then go home and not have to worry about anything, about a stupid fucking chore that I didn't have to do, or be reminded that my fucking socks go in the hamper after a long day's work? Oh, and I got to be reminded to, like, not piss in the shower because she takes baths in there. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be reminded about something that I did 5 fucking years ago. I'm going to be reminded about something that I did 5 fucking years ago. You know, hey, remember that time when you thought it'd be funny to try and spray paint my fucking window frames? And then you got spray paint all over your fucking trunk? You want that? You want to know what I'm getting? Zero good time and zero good pussy. So listen here, that old fucking journeyman will grab you by the goddamn scruff of the, he will shake the shit out of you, and hope to God that he shakes some common sense in you. Ride this out. Ask married guy what he thinks of your situation. He's going to punch you in the fucking mouth for being so stupid, for being a pussy. Well, that's the problem with the patriarchy, is men, other men are teaching other men to fucking, No. You should mature at the age of 26, 27 in my mind, and go through at least 5 to 6 years of making immature mistakes as a guy. I'm 30 years old. I don't make the same mistakes that I did when I was 23 years old. You know, I don't know why? Because wisdom and talking to other men and working on job sites and hanging around older guys and how they act, how they speak, how they maneuver has made me who I am today. All right, you as a young guy, don't fucking marry into this stupid narrative that you got to act like you're 35 and have a girlfriend by the time you're 23 and I got to get married and have a nice family. Fuck that shit, buddy. Have a good time. What the fuck is going on here? Did my phone die? Yeah. Oh, great. You know what we're going to do? We're just going to shut off this fucking thing. So go out there, have a good time, be a guy. Be a guy, be a man, be a dude, go out, get drunk, have a good time, make mistakes, fuck around a little bit, play around with this idea. You might, who knows, maybe they're both into it. Maybe they're both into it. You might land yourself a fucking trunk of gold here and just be like, listen, yeah, I'm fucking two of you at the same time right now. You two want to have a threesome? No? Oh, you don't want nothing to do with me? Perfect. On to the next. Moving on. Gonna have a good life. Gonna keep maneuvering through this so-called thing we call life. You know? That's what I'm gonna keep doing. Yes. And then once you start getting over the threshold of 25, you should start looking back and noticing where you made mistakes and what you did and how you did it wrong. You know? Right now is a good learning curve, and you need to fucking learn it. Don't sit here, because you don't want to know what's going to, like I said, you want to know what's going to happen. One of them is going to find out about the other one, and either they're going to team up on you and try and make you feel stupid, and when that day comes, you're just going to be like, oh, no. One of the greatest things I ever seen, one of the greatest fucking things I've ever seen was these two chicks. One guy was fucking two girls at the same time, same thing that you're doing right now, right? He's banging two of them. And they went and linked up and took an Instagram photo and tagged him in it. You want to know what this fucking animal, you want to know what this fucking animal comments? Both my girls looking extra sexy today. Hello, that guy's a king. That guy's a king. You don't fucking bow down, man. You lean into that shit. Don't get put on the ropes. Go straight offense. Don't get mad. Don't get angry. Play the cool guy fucking card right there. What do you think those two think? Holy fuck. This guy's smooth. I'm going to take a little more to get him. Going to take a little more to get him. That's how you got to maneuver, my boy. That's how you got to be. Learn from your lessons. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from the old guys on site. What do you think they're thinking? What do you think they're thinking? They're going to hear your problem and want to fucking hit you. Yeah, you want my issues? I got a screaming three-year-old that I go home to. Okay? I get no peace and no quiet. Some days, I just want to play video games until I fall asleep, but I can't. Because I got a wife up there reminding me to take out the garbage. Oh, you didn't take out the garbage. Oh, you're drinking beer again? You're drinking beer again? You're doing this again? Oh, wow, why are you doing that? What is going on here? Well, fuck me. Oh, you want to play video games? Well, why don't we clean out the garage? Let's go to the Home Depot, and I'm going to pick out a new kitchen sink, and you can install that on the weekend instead of enjoying some time on the golf course with the fellas drinking Busch Lights. No, we don't need you drunk again. We don't need you drunk again making plans for you. No, buddy, you always lean into it. Be the play the smooth card. Play the smooth card. That or introduce both of them. Hey, I wanted you to meet somebody. Look, I'm sure the fucking one that's banging the shit out of you, she might be a little inclined. Fun one, I'm going to go with fun one, ain't going to eat pussy. Usually the K. I've you know, like, usually when they're fun, they're not overly sexual. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. I'm just saying, from my experience and what I've been... Oh, you, mama, you've been through everything, have you? I'm just saying. But I feel like you got yourself in a good spot right here. You can play the upper hand and be like, listen, I'm fucking two of you, all right? Either both of you can meet, or we can just go the other way. You know what? Fucking my buddy just comes in with sheer honesty all the time, right out of the gate. So when he meets a girl, they go on a date. He'll be like, "Listen, I don't want nothing from you." Okay? He completely demolishes anything that they have in their head. Oh, he might. What if this might get serious? He completely demolishes that. I am not looking to date you. He comes out flat out. I'm not looking to fuck you tonight. I'm not looking for anything. Quite honestly, I don't want a date. I don't want a girlfriend. I'm out here to have a good time, meet somebody new, and if it escalates into something, that's great. Just know that I don't have intentions on just fucking you, okay? He lays this out. It completely... tears down everybody's guard that they put up, you know, and be like, oh, this guy just wants some pussy. Then he's going to, what's he want? He's just upfront and honest. Look, I just want to go for dinner with somebody that's fun and I can have a good time with. And every single time that he takes that and just fucking lays it out there, I don't want nothing from you. I don't want to date you. I don't want a girlfriend. I am professionally single. That's what he calls it, professionally single. And the moment, it seems like that just flips a switch that they, okay. So there's no attachment here. There's no attachment. I can do and say whatever I want, and he is not going to give a fuck, judge me, whatever it may be, whatever shit I played out in my head in the Uber ride to this date is now completely out the window, and we can just have a good time. And 99.9% of the time, it ends up him getting laid and having a constant fuck buddy. So when that happens, then he sits him down one more time and gives him the, listen, I don't give a fuck if you want to go bang other fucking dudes. But he's very, very adamant on reminding him, I don't care, don't want to date you. I'm not your boyfriend, nor am I ever going to be your boyfriend. If you want to come over and have a quote-unquote movie night, aka we're going to fuck through the opening scene and the end credits and watch the middle and try and piece those two together, perfect. Come on over. But do not start developing feelings, because A, we will have to end this. If you want to go out on other dates, I don't give a shit. And then fucking boom. And it usually ends up them catching feelings. But again, he reminded them early that this is the sitch. you, my friend, might be able to land yourself a threesome out of this. You might be. I'm gonna go with fun girl is never gonna lean that way. I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm gonna say that she's definitely probably not in the market for eating pussy while getting fucked from behind. I don't know, but then again, you never know. Hey, why don't we all get together one night, have a few drinks, play Twister or video games or a card game of some sort? You never know. You might play you play your cards right, young man. Things could work out in your favor. But do I suggest that you pick one? No. Ride it out. Ride it out. Don't be an idiot. Every guy on site, especially if you're a young man, if you're my age, fresh out of a long relationship, you know what? You need this. You need this. You need to get back in the saddle. You need to figure out what it's like out there again. So don't fucking pick the first, you know? Don't bet the farm on the first racehorse that's running the track, you know? Fucking watch for a bit. Gamble a little bit. Get out there. Fuck, you're in no rush. Fuck, you just got out of one. And you want to jump right back in one? Jesus Christ, pal. Settle the fuck down. Settle the fuck down. Get out there. Have fun. Go travel. Go travel. Go get some foreign puss on your face. Go drink foreign liquor. Have yourself a good goddamn time. You need it. You earned it. And I hope that answered your question. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. We appreciate you being around here.